Lecture topic, maintaining family ties.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لئن بسطت إلي يدك لتقتلني ما أنا بباسط يدي إليك لأقتلك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى لما خلق الرحم قال أنا الرحمن وأنت الرحيم أصل من وصلك وأقطع من قطعك Hukama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. We are living in a world where from almost every direction on a daily basis we are hearing about persecution, hardships, difficulties that humanity in various parts of the world are undergoing. We have marches, we have protests. Behind this is a drive to demand human rights, human recognition, status, opposition in this world. One is the system of the people of this world when it comes to the demanding of rights, and the other is the ta'lim and the teachings that were given to us by Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in the Rasul of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect example. This entire world and whatever it possesses, whatever is found in it, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum of the hadith, if one person had to become so wealthy that he possesses everything in the entire world, in the sight of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has not even achieved the wing of one mosquito. Because this world has no real value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the material things of this world primarily so that we earn our akhirat. Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked about the akhlaq and the character of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she responded and she said, "Man taqama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li nafsihi." She said that this fire of intiqam, this fire of revenge, this fire of demanding one's rights, that why did you do this to me and why did you do that to me and why did you usurp this right or that right of mine, when it came to the things of dunya, she said Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever took revenge. This jazba was not there in the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 13 years in Makkah Mukarrama, persecuted almost on a daily basis. The insides, the intestines of camel would be placed on his back while he was in sajda, while he was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the early hours of the morning, it was not yet daylight, there were no lights in the streets of Makkah. He would be proceeding to Masjid al-Haram. They knew the route he would take. They would put thorns in his path, so that by the time he reached the Haram, his Mubarak feet would be full with blood. The extent of persecution and hardship endured by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions in Makkah Mukarramah. Every one of us is aware of that. There's no need to go into the details. The point we want to make is after Hijrat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches Madinah Munawwara. If you look at it politically, if you look at it geographically, finally, the renegade, na'uzu billah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has found a home. Finally, he has found a support base. Now he is able to strike back at those people who for 13 years persecuted him. Now he is able to strike back at those people who slaughtered his sahaba. He comes to Madinah Munawwara. The people of Madinah Munawwara, they pledge their allegiance to him to such an extent that they address him, Nafdika bi abaina wa ummahatina. May our parents be sacrificed upon you. Murna bimashid. Order us whatever you want. Tell us to raise swords against whomsoever you want. We are ready to do so. We will not question. Politically, this is the situation. 13 years of persecution. He gets a base. He gets a platform. The first khutbah of Madinah Munawwara is to be delivered. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now the leader. Even the Jews, even the disbelievers of Makkah of Madinah Munawwara became curious. Amongst them was one alim of the Jews, Abdullah bin Salam. He says, I heard that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to deliver his first address. My expectation was he would use this platform to hit back at those who had persecuted him. Out of curiosity, I went to listen to his first khutbah, his first sermon. Abdullah bin Salam says, as I approached, فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنْتُ وَجْهَ مُحَمَّدْ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ. A Jew is talking, and not just any Jew, a scholar amongst the Jews, a leader amongst the Jews. He says, as I approached, I saw the Mubarak Chehra, I saw the blessed face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama-i-kiram say, amongst the myriad miracles, mu'jizat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one miracle was this, that if anyone had sachai, if anyone had a genuine desire to find the truth, just by looking at that Mubarak face, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, I have never seen anything more beautiful than the face of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِذَا تَبَسَّمَ يُرَى فِي الْجُدْرَانِ. He says, when my Nabi used to smile, the nur of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Aisha Umul Mumineen radiallahu anha, it is dark, she's cleaning vegetables. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting in front of her. He is looking down. All of a sudden, he becomes aware that Aisha has stopped doing what she was doing. So he looks up. Aisha, what has happened? She is staring, mesmerized, transfixed at his Mubarak face. It was warm. Beads of perspiration had formed on the brows of Rasulullah, on the brow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his forehead. In the dark, these beads of perspiration appeared to be bolts of lightning, nur, falling down his face. Aisha transfixed, he says, Aisha, what has happened? She says, today I understood the expression of Abul Kabira Huzali, a poet from the days of Jahiliyat. He describes a pitch black night, all of a sudden there is an electric storm. As the bolts of lightning shoot across the horizon, there are no words that can describe this beauty. She says, وَإِذَا نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَسِرَّةِ وَجِهِ بَرِقَتْ كَبَرْقِ الْعَارِضِ الْمُتَهَلِّلِ. Abul Kabira Huzali describes the beauty of the light that shines up on a dark night. She says, today I understood that expression by looking at your Mubarak face. One Jew, on the morning of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is rushing through Makkah like a madman. He used to sell his wares in Makkah. He says, was any child born last night? The people say, yes. A child was born. Is his father alive? They said, yes. He said, I'm not talking about that child. Was any child born last night whose father is not alive? They said, the grandson of Abdul Muttalib was born last night. He says, take me to him. When he comes, he just looks at the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama said this was his mu'jiza. Anyone with sachai would look at that face and automatically would know that this is the face of Allah's Nabi. This Jew says, when he looks at the newborn baby's face, he says, وَيْلٌ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَقَدْ خَرَجَتِ النُّبُوَّةُ مِنْهَا وَرُحْتُمْ بِهَا يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشٍ وَاللَّهِ لَيَسْتُوَنَّ بِكُمْ سَتْوَةً يَظْهَرُ أَمْرُهَا فِي الشَّرْقِ وَالْغَرْبِ. He says, halakat to you, Bani Israel. Nubuwat has left you forever. Mubarak to you, O Quraysh. By the qasam of my Allah, the nur of this child will light up the entire east and the west. Abdullah bin Salam says, I came to find out, to listen out of curiosity. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنْتُ وَجَهُ. When I saw that Mubarak face, mere dil ne yaqeen kar liya, the conviction entered my heart, أَنَّ وَجَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّاب. That this is not the face of a liar, this is the face of Allah's Nabi. He had finally gotten the platform, 13 years of persecution. This whole world today is chanting, demanding their rights, demanding revenge, demanding redress for the injustices and the wrongs that were meted out to them. When the platform finally is given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who suffered like no one had suffered, what does he use that platform to do? What is the first address? Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, at'imu ta'am, silul arham, sallu bil layl wan nasu niyam, tadkhulul jannata bi salam. Today, people are saying Islam is a religion of terrorism. Islam is a religion of violence. What is the media trying to portray of Islam? When it comes to peace, when it comes to aman, the first address, he said, Afshu Salam, I have brought the deen of peace. My deen is salamati. Spread salam, make salam common. What is salam? Peace. At'imu ta'am, feed the people. The one who was persecuted, what is his message? He says, feed the people. Become generous. And the third point, which we want to delve on further. Who were the persecutors? Who were those that caused him to suffer? Primarily, it was his own family members. The first one to openly reject him in Makkah was his uncle Abu Lahab, who picked up sand and flung it at him and said, Tabban laka sa'ir al-yawm alihada jamaatana, halakat and destruction to be to you. Is this why you gathered us? He was married. His daughters were married to the sons of Abu Lahab, his own family. Abu Lahab commands his two sons to go in the haram and publicly divorce the daughters of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who primarily made him suffer were his family members. In the first address that he gives, his first khutbah, what is his message? Oh my ummat, silul arham, preserve your family ties. Establish family relationships. The hadith which I mentioned at the beginning, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Allah created sila rahmi, when Allah created family ties, Allah addressed it, it was given a physical form. And Allah said, Ana Rahman, I am Rahman, and you are Rahim, family ties. And then Allah says, by the qasam of my izzat, the one who will preserve you, I will preserve him. And the one who will destroy you, I will destroy him. In one hadith it comes, Inna Rahim mu'allakum bil arsh. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, family ties attaches itself to the arsh of Allah. Yunadi al-layla wa al-nahar, morning and night, family ties makes an announcement, calls out, Ya Rabbi, sil man wasalani fiq, waqta' man qata'ani fiq. Oh my Allah, the one who preserves me, you preserve him. The one who destroys me, you destroy him. Jagra, dispute, conflict. This is something that is part of human nature. It must occur. On one occasion, there was a camel which had become rebellious. Its owner comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to complain about this camel. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the camel. The camel speaks to the Nabi of Allah, complains of the conduct of its master. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to that Sahabi, "Will you give me this camel?" The Sahabi says, "Yes." Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to the camel, "I am now your owner. You are free. Your troubles are over." فَرَغَى رَغْوَةً فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الثَّانِيَةَ فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الثَّالِثَةَ فَقَالَ آمِينَ. The camel made a noise, a sound. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ameen." This happened 3 times. The 4th time, the beloved of Allah started crying. Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, what has happened?" He said, "This camel made dua. This camel made dua, first dua. May Allah rid you of your fears as you have rid me of my fears." I said, "Ameen." Then dua for his ummah. "May Allah protect your ummah from being destroyed by natural calamity." I said, "Ameen." May Allah protect your ummah from being totally annihilated by a tyrannical ruler. I said, "Ameen." The 4th dua that this camel made, "May Allah protect your ummah from fighting with one another, breaking up into different groups and factions. May Allah protect your ummah from conflict." He said, "Jibreel came and informed me that this dua will not be accepted. Conflict will happen. Disputes will occur. If it will happen, what is the ta'lim of my Nabi? What are the teachings of my Nabi in situations of conflict? What are we supposed to do? Become crazy for this dunya. Run to the lawyers. Run to the court. Fight with one another for generations upon generation. So that brother is not talking to brother. Cousin is not talking to cousin. Salam Muslims do not mean to make to one another. Those who drank milk from the breast of the same mother, were nurtured in the same house, today are not talking to one another. And behind this is what? This filthy, worthless dunya. Ye chor dene wali jahan, that dunya which will be left behind. That which is not equal to the wing of one mosquito. Allah in the Quran describes, mentions in detail 2 conflicts that occurred. In order to teach this ummah, in situations of conflict, you have a choice. Which road will you choose? Mufassirin explain, it is not a coincidence. Both the conflicts which Quran speak about occurred between family members. Why? Because more often than not, this is where the jagra starts. This is where the problems start. Unfortunately, I'm digressing. It's another issue. That when it comes to our financial dealings, when it comes to our affairs, ambiguity has become the order of the day. Many times a person passes away, barely his body is gone in the ground, already the brothers and sisters are fighting. Then they want to go to this lawyer and that lawyer. Sometimes 15, 20 years pass, their estate is not sorted out. Whole families are breaking up. Simple procedure Allah's Rasul gave us. He said, write everything down. To what extent? To what extent? He said, keep your affairs open. Don't let there be this ambiguity. He said, how much permission, how much level, how much grace has Sharia given us? He said, 2 nights. 2 nights must not pass, but that your affairs are recorded. Write it down. You gave your wife a gift, or you gave your son a gift, or you did something with your business, or you had some investment somewhere. Allah protect us, let not that which you left behind for your family become a source of dispute. Write it down, record it. He said, two nights must not pass. What guarantee we got how long we are going to live? He said, the knowledge of inheritance is half of the knowledge of deen. That extent our Sharia has placed emphasis. Yet how many estates there are jagra? How many families are arguing with one another? Coming back to what we were mentioning, two incidents mentioned in the Quran, both refer to families. The first refers to the first family, the first family of this ummah. Adam alayhi salam's two sons, Habil and Qabil. Two brothers. The occasion of Jummah is too limited to go into details. I'm cutting it very, very short. For the procreation, for the human race to continue, there was one allowance in the Shariat of Adam alayhi salam. Every year, Hawa alayhi salam would give birth to twins, one male, one female. The male and female born in that year were not allowed to marry, but they had to cross over. The two that were born the next year, they would cross over. The female, the sister that was born with Qabil was very beautiful. The one born with Habil was not so beautiful. When the time for nikah came, Habil wanted to get married to the one that was born with Qabil, which was the correct thing. Qabil got upset. He said, I desire for myself. She is very, very beautiful. She was born with me. Nevertheless, when this dispute came to Adam alayhi salam, he said, each one of you give one qurbani, one sacrifice. Whoever's sacrifice will be accepted, the decision will be in his favor. This was the wahi that had come down. Qabil was a vegetable farmer. Habil used to rear animals. Habil looks for his prize, most prized animal, places it on a high ground. Qabil looks for defective crops of his, places it on a high ground. The fire comes down from the sky, as was the system in that time. The animal of Habil is raised up. The sadaqah of Qabil is left untouched. He becomes even more angry. Now it has become known amongst the people also that my sadaqah was not accepted. He becomes furious. And he says to his brother, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكْ. This dispute over a woman reaches the stage where now he is ready to kill his brother. Family members are fighting. Qurani nuskha, Qurani prescription. Allah is asking you, in the situation of dispute, which direction do you want to go? Whose road do you want to choose? Do you want to choose the road of the zalim or the mazloom? Will you become Habil or Qabil? Qabil says, La aqtulannak, I'm going to kill you. What is the response of his brother? La in basatta ilayya yadaka li taqtulani ma ana bi basati yadi ilayka li aqtulak inni akhafu Allah rabbal alamin. He says, my brother, if you raise your hand to strike me, if you become an oppressor over me, I am not going to respond. I will not defend myself. Do whatever you want to do. Inni akhafu Allah, I fear Allah. Qabil kills his brother. We know the story. What is the eventual outcome of this? The first person of this ummah to enter Jahannam will be Qabil. Every murder that will occur till Qiyamah, the guna of that murder will be upon Qabil. In this world, he was the zalim. He is disgraced and he will continue to be disgraced till Qiyamah. Habil was mazloom. Tomorrow Allah will raise him in the saf of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who left behind a legacy of mazlumiyat. That animal which he placed as his qurbani, Allah took it to Jannat, reared it in Jannat. And at the time of Zabihullah, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, when Jibreel was sent down to remove Ismail and place an animal so that Ibrahim alayhi salam can sacrifice that animal, the animal that was brought down was the same sadaqah which Habil presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That dignity and honor Allah showed. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha jama'a Allahul khala'iq يوم القيامة, when Allah will gather the entire creation on the day of judgment, نادى منادٍ, there will be a caller who will announce, أين أهل الفضل؟ أين أهل الفضل؟ Where are the people of virtue? فيقوم ناس. One group will get up. فينطلقون سراعا إلى الجنة. They will go quickly towards Jannah. فتلقاهم الملائكة. The ملائكة will meet them on the way. أين تريدون? Where are you going? They will say, نريد الجنة. We are going to Jannah. The ملائكة will be shocked. أقبل الحساب. أقبل الحساب, without any reckoning. No hisab kitab, you are going to Jannah. They will say yes. The malaika will say, man antum, who are you? They will say, nahnu ahlul fadl, we are the people of fadl, we are the people of virtue. The malaika will ask, wama fadlukum, what is your fadl, what is your virtue, what is this distinction? They will say, kunna idha zulimna sabarna wa idha usiya ilayna hamalna. What is our virtue? Jannah without reckoning. Why? They will say, in this world we were mazloom. In this world we didn't demand our rights. In this world we gave the upper hand to our brother. We sacrificed. When zulm took place, we made sabr. When wrong was done to us, we bore it with patience. The malaika will say, udkhulu al-jannah, fa ni'ma ajru al-amilin. Go towards Jannah. You are worthy of Jannah. Jannatul Firdaus, the highest Jannat. In Jannatul Firdaus, there is one palace which is for VIPs. Imagine, Jannatul Firdaus, and then in that VIP room, one of the three categories of people that will be given that will be those who, in dealing with their family members, they gave up their rights. They gave their family members the upper hand. Two incidents mentioned in Quran. There's no time to go into the details of the second one. Allah give life and opportunity. Some other time we'll discuss it. The time has already run out. But when it comes to disputes, a few years ago in India, there was a court case. One brother was fighting with another brother. There was a Hindu judge. His opening address, it is recorded. He says, I don't know what my decision in this matter will be, but today a Muslim has brought his dispute with another Muslim to my court. I know for a fact there will be one loser, and that loser is Islam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected brothers, I am sitting on the minbar of the masjid. I take qasam upon Allah. I take qasam upon Allah. I take qasam upon Allah three times. Qasam upon Allah. Learn to sew up this tongue. Learn to make sabr. Learn to forgive. Learn to overlook. Give your family members the upper hand by the qasam of my Allah. Not only in akhirat, in this dunya, Allah will give you izzat. Allah will give you respect. Nabawi nuskha, nabawi prescription. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man ahabba أن يمد له في عمره ويوسع له في رزقه وتدفع عنه ميتة السوء فليتق الله وليصل رحمه. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. On this I will terminate. Listen with the ears of Iman. My Nabi promised you three things. My Nabi promised you three things. He said, whoever wants to become wealthy. Who doesn't want to become wealthy? He said, whoever wants to become wealthy, whoever wants long life, whoever wants a good name, so that even after he is dead, his name will be remembered. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I am your guarantor. You want long life, you want barakat in your rizq, you want a good name, then fear Allah and preserve your family ties. Fear Allah and preserve your family ties. It was the night of Arafat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making dua. Sahaba are present. Can we imagine a more virtuous occasion for the acceptance of dua? Before that dua, what announcement does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam make? He says, "Falyakum anna." All those who are fighting with their family members, please leave our majlis. Please leave our majlis. One youngster gets up. He had a dispute with his auntie. He patches up and he comes back. He relates what happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna rahmata la tanzilu ala qawmin fihim qati'u rahim." The one who has broken family ties, the rahmat of Allah will never descend upon him. If he is in a majlis and dua is taking place, that entire majlis's dua will be rejected because of that one person. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhum, and other sahaba, whenever they wanted to make Allah's zikr, whenever they wanted to make dua, and people were present, they used to announce this. Anyone who is fighting with his family members, please leave my gathering. Please leave my gathering. In abwab as-sama turtaj duna qati rahim. Abdullah bin Mas'ud would say, the doors of Allah's mercy, the doors of the heavens are closed to the one who is fighting with his family members. Become the mazloom one. Become the oppressed one. Allah will give you respect in this world, and Allah will give you the highest ranks in the hereafter. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.